Mayorkas expands migrant pipeline through Panama jungle. By Neil Monroe on April 13, 2023. President Joe Biden's border chief is expanding his migrant transfer camps in Panama, even as he says he will clamp down on the global migrants who are using those camps to help reach the United States. "I don't see any indication whatsoever this migrant traffic in Panama is stopping," journalist Michael Yan told Breitbart News shortly after he visited the migrant camps in Panama that are being expanded by Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. "They're clearly expanding. Today, just hours ago, I was in a camp just 300 meters from where I'm sitting, and they've got new buildings there and nobody's slept on the bunks yet. These buildings house about 60 bunk beds each, that's about 120 sleepers per building. Some of these bunk beds are brand new. They still have the plastic on them. I was in the building today looking at them. And they're still increasing capacity. They're clearing land right over here, right behind the hotel I'm staying at, to put more buildings. We were in both camps today. They're both at least twice as big as they were last year." In 2022, Mayorkas provided taxpayer-funded aid, security, and buses to bring 250,000 migrants north after they crossed the Panama jungle on the border with South America. The migrants cross the deadly Darien Gap jungle trails after traveling from Colombia on boats protected by U.S.-funded Panamanian security forces. Right now, they are moving north, about 1,200 migrants per day, or about 30 buses, Yan added. Data from the Panama government says almost 90,000 migrants crossed through the Darien Gap in the first 90 days of the year. "The daily traffic could deliver 430,000 migrants in 2023 into the homes and jobs that would otherwise go to ordinary Americans and their children." Ben Bergquam, a journalist with Real America's Voice, RAV TV, News, reported on April 9 about Mayorkas' migrant escalator. Breitbart News asked Yan about the April 11 announcement threatening to stop the northward flow of Venezuelans, Haitians, Ecuadorians, Africans, and many other people trying to reach the U.S. border. The news was delivered on April 11 in a trilateral joint statement issued by Panama, its southern neighbor Colombia, and President Joe Biden's zealously pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The three governments will seek to achieve the following ambitious goals: end the illicit movement of people and goods through the Darien by both land and maritime corridors, which leads to death and exploitation of vulnerable people for significant profit; open new lawful and flexible pathways for tens of thousands of migrants and refugees as an alternative to irregular migration. "Mayorkas is just lying, that's all they do is lie," Yan added. "They're increasing the flow," he added. In many speeches, the Cuban-born Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws that protect ordinary Americans' wages and wealth are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. "The secret taxpayer-funded transfer of illegal migrants into Americans' homes and jobs is being run by Mayorkas and by Biden's progressives. It is backed by Democratic politicians and is hidden by their establishment media allies. Rationally, migrants cheer for Biden over former President Donald Trump." "Mayorkas' migration is a government-orchestrated invasion," said Yan. "That view, and the term invasion, is a mainstream American view." An August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, revealed that 54% of Americans accept the invasion view. That majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. The Ipsos poll may understate the public's view of Biden's migration as an invasion because many respondents claimed ignorance or hid their views. For example, 36% of independents and 25% of Democrats said they don't know when asked about the invasion term. But the Mayorkas flood of Venezuelans, Haitians, Ecuadorians, and others is overwhelming Mayorkas' efforts to hide the chaotic mass migration at the border, and creating political risks for Biden's 2024 campaign. "There's too many coming through the Darien Gap, and they're just piling up the U.S.-Mexican border," said Todd Bensman, an investigator with the Center for Immigration Studies. Mayorkas and his allies want to get as many foreign nationals into the country as possible in the time that they have. But it's going to cost them politically, so they don't want the migrants to be seen, Bensman told Breitbart News while he was a visit to Juarez, Mexico. Mayorkas' failure to hide the migration may be a 2024 problem for Biden and his campaign aides. But only if the GOP's leaders make a populist pocketbook wages and jobs pitch to swing voters, including the many U.S. college grads who have been replaced by Indian visa workers. But donors oppose that pocketbook pitch. So far, GOP leaders only denounce migration to motivate base voters. If the GOP really wants to stop the migration, Bensman said, they would fund the quick repatriation of migrants caught in Panama, Costa Rica, or Mexico. It would shut the whole thing down, he said. Instead, GOP politicians call for the border cartels to be declared terrorists. GOP politicians are also silent about the many migrants who are killed on Mayorkas' pathway. But GOP donors want more migrant consumers, renters, and workers, so GOP legislators do not try to shame the Democrats for the many deaths. There were two images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com wrote in January 2023 about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant person who resisted a robbery in Mexico was killed with a machete. The other happened in the jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. Berquam recorded several migrants just after they were robbed and sexually assaulted on Mayorkas' pathway to Texas. Migrants who survive the trek to Mayorkas' camp urge other people not to take the hell trip. This is just getting warmed up here, Jan told Breitbart News. Adding, this right now is still a trickle compared to what's going to happen. Meanwhile, he added, Republicans are doing little to stop the inflow. I don't see them doing anything substantial. Nobody is really standing their ground on migration in a huge way. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. Watch Venezuelan migrant film's deadly journey through Panama jungle to U.S. via the Darien Gap. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters.